The year in Australian politics began with a phone call between Malcolm Turnbull and a newly elected US President Donald Trump. The leaders insisted it was a friendly and constructive call, but a leaked transcript revealed the two argued intensely over a deal to send Manus Island refugees to the United States. The Prime Minister would have preferred the call remained private.
It's always better when these conversations remain confidential.
Before long, Mr. Turnbull had a new problem on his hands. Outspoken Conservative Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi decided to quit and launch his own Conservative political movement.
This morning I resigned as a member of the Liberal Party. It really is time for a better way.
The government angered migrant communities when it tried to change Australia's racial vilification laws, the controversial Section 18C, so it would no longer be an offence to offend someone because of their race. The PM said it was about freedom of expression.
Free speech is a value at the very core of our party.
But the crossbench sided with Labor to kill the bill in the Senate. And that wasn't the only government defeat. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton unveiled massive changes to the citizenship test. But again, the opposition and the Nick Xenophon team voted the changes down. Labor's Tony Burke said the proposed English test would have been far too hard and would have locked out less educated migrants.
What sort of snobbery leads a government to say, unless you reach university level of English, we'd rather you weren't here?
One day, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson wore a burqa into the Senate, trying to draw attention to her calls for a ban on the controversial Islamic garment. The stunt was condemned by both sides of politics, most memorably by the Attorney General, George Brandis.
To mock its religious garments is an appalling thing to do.
There was constant bickering about energy policy as the government pushed ahead with an expansion to the Snowy Mountains hydro plant. And Australia finally moved to catch up with New Zealand by announcing a national space agency. Malcolm Turnbull spent most of the year resisting calls for a royal commission to investigate the banking sector. But when his own backbenchers, particularly in the Nationals, threatened to support it, he had no choice but to backflip and announce one. Then there was one of the strangest sagas in recent Australian political history. It began when Greens Senator Scott Ludlam realised he was a dual New Zealand citizen in breach of the Constitution and resigned.
I'm resigning as a Senator for Western Australia and co-deputy leader of the Australian Greens effective today.
That sparked a huge number of resignations as more and more politicians discovered they too had dual citizenships. Seven cases were referred to the High Court and nearly all of them were kicked out of Parliament. The Greens lost Scott Ludlam and Larissa Waters, and One Nation lost Malcolm Roberts. But by far the biggest news came when the government lost its Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, putting the government perilously close to losing its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives.
The decision of the court today is clearly not the outcome we were hoping for.
Barnaby Joyce renounced his New Zealand citizenship and went on to win his seat back later in the year. But there were more dual citizens to come. The independent Tasmanian Jackie Lambie, then more Liberals in Stephen Parry and John Alexander. Mr. Alexander went to a by-election in Bennelong, and like Barnaby Joyce, he won his seat back, despite competition from a former Labor Premier, Christina Keneally. The Prime Minister was obviously relieved.
They have said, yes, John Alexander, you are Bennelong's champion, just as you have been Australia's champion.
The government rejected a proposal from Indigenous groups for a referendum on a permanent Aboriginal body to advise the Parliament. But in the second half of the year, another question was put to the Australian people in an unusual way. The government announced a postal survey on same-sex marriage, sparking months of intense campaigning. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott urged Australians to vote no.
If you're worried about religious freedom and freedom of speech, vote no. And if you don't like political correctness, vote no.
But in the end, the yes vote prevailed, with just over 60% of the vote. When the bill to change the Marriage Act finally passed the Parliament, the chamber erupted into song.
And sing with one voice, I am, you are the Australian.
Before the year was over, there was one more political downfall. Labor Senator Sam Dastyari was accused of being too closely linked to a powerful Chinese donor, and eventually Bill Shorten asked him to resign.
After much reflection, I've decided that the best service I can render to the Federal Parliamentary Labor Party is to not return to the Senate in 2018.
You can expect the citizenship saga to continue in 2018, with more politicians due to face the High Court. and there'll be more political battles over income tax, religious freedom, and university funding.